This is A to Z. An introduction into Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, you are what you see in your Islamic lifestyle. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, an honor to be here at your service, dear friends, dear listeners from across the world. We're talking about how you are what you see. Now, commonly, the statement is you are what you eat. Even though that's true, and that's probably a nice program to have in the future at some time. But at this point, though, we're talking about you are what you see. So, you know, we live in this era, of course, where unfortunately, and we've been talking about this for a few programs now, but it's a very interesting and profound subject, and it's something that's very relevant to the present day, you know. We live in a society and in an era where the capitalist and the materialist and the worldly, you know, greedy powers of the world and corporations and businesses and money makers and political establishments and Zionism. And so all of these guys, they have taken the world towards the brink of destruction because of their greedy efforts and their greedy desires and personal self-interest at the expense of all of humanity. Now, this is done, of course, by a different means, whether it is debt slavery, whether it is wars, endless wars, as they are called, you know, or whether it is through moral and ethical corruption and decadence in its various manners. Now, one of the ways, of course, is explicit images. The pornography industry, it's not an industry, it's a, you know, it's a mafia, a satanic cult with satanic organizations, with satanic individuals that are leading this effort in order to destroy humanity, just in order to make, you know, a few dollars, along with the social and moral corruption and decadence of humanity. This is also a part of the satanic values of that filthy and disgusting and satanic industry.
IRIB English Radio.
Our website is parstoday.ir.
Welcome back. This is A to Z on IRIB English Radio. So we are talking about how you are what you see. Now, what we had said in the previous segment is all kind of a, you know, fundamental building block to where we're going. So when you start to see beautiful things, when you start to see things which are halal, they are permissible, you know, when you go to nature, or when you look at the Holy Quran, or when you look at the holy shrines like Imam Hussein alayhi salam, Imam Ali alayhi salam, or the Holy Kaaba, you know, Masjid al-Nabawi, when you see these holy sites, when you see religious scholars, this is another thing that has been encouraged, is to sit with religious scholars, to gaze upon a religious scholar, you know, your family, your friends, these relationships which, you know, you are allowed to look at them, keeping the mahram and the non-mahram rules and regulations in mind, looking at even perhaps food or drink, nature and the natural world, all of these have a beautiful and positive impact on every single one of us, especially when it comes to our spiritual self, which is, you know, our soul, and fundamentally that is who we are. But just as looking at these positive things will build our soul, it will build our character and our persona. On the other hand, if we look at things which are haram, which are prohibited, of course, which primarily goes around the whole mahram and non-mahram thing, right? There's very limited things, I believe, which are haram to look at. So, the only thing that off the top of my head that I can really pinpoint that is haram to look at is this non-mahram issues, you know, which of course comes about via not just a completely explicit, triple X type, very bad stuff, but even semi-nude, even like, clothes or, skirts, or they don't even have to be mini skirts. I mean, this mahram thing is very, it has a huge scope in and of itself. But if you continuously look at those things, and especially the more explicit they are, the more damage is done, and the more damage that is done, the more irreparable it becomes, So looking at those things also will destroy our soul and our psychology. Whatever we do, we have to be very careful with what we see, because what we see is what we will become. So be careful in our Islamic lifestyle.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.